We have forgotten the message of the cross. God is weak. We have forgotten this because we want to. We don't want God to be weak, because then we have to be weak. We want him to be strong, infinitely strong. That is, we want him to be the ideal, or rather, the idol of our desires. We worship strength. We see those who have taken all they want from this world, and we honor them. If you use your natural gifts of intelligence, athleticism, good looks, or sheer determination to dominate others, trample down your inferiors, rob humanity of its resources, and build an extravagant and comfortable life, then we will congratulate you. We will give you fame and attention. We will call you blessed, because that is what we want to be. We want the strength to make of this world whatever we desire. We want strength so that if anyone insults us, harms us, or takes what we think we deserve, we can fight back. We can put them in their place and look down on them. That is why the cross scares us. It makes us angry. It contradicts everything we believe and hold close to our hearts. The cross proclaims weakness. God, who is supposed to be infinite in power and capable of achieving anything he wants, died on the cross. It showed how weak he is. When God looks at the world and sees our sins, what we have made of it, his heart breaks. He could destroy us. He could cast us all into hell and be rid of us forever. But he is weak. His love for humanity, his infinite love for every single person, breaks him. It strips him of his power and dignity and leads him to submit to the cross. He lets us spit on him, mock him, and kill him. He lets us abuse his love so that we can see its depth. To be a Christian is to be weak. It is to be broken by love. A Christian does not seek revenge, dominate others, or rob humanity of its resources, not because we are incapable by nature, but because love has made us weak. The path to life, to peace, is not for the strong. The path to God is only for the weak, for those who willingly submit to the cross.